This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Devendra Fadnavis has been named the BJP's legislative party leader in the party's core committee meeting in Mumbai. The decision was taken in the presence of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who have been appointed as central observers for the BJP legislative party meeting. Former Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis is being seen as the front-runner for the chief ministerial post in the new BJP Shiv Sena NCP Mahayuti government. The new chief minister will take oath at 5 p.m. tomorrow at South Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that railway tracks are being continuously upgraded to match the latest technology. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Mr. Vaishnav said development of automatic train protection system Kavach has been completed. In another supplementary, the minister said the railways has aimed to subsidize travel for every passenger. He said all passengers are covered under a total subsidy provided by the centre. President Draupadi Murmu visited the 12th century Sri Jagannath temple in the holy town of Puri in Odisha this morning. She offered prayers to Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra inside the temple and visited the premises along with Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries. President Murmu also attended the 75th convocation of Gopabandhu Ayurved Mahavidyalaya in Puri. The president is in Puri to attend the annual Navy Day being organized by the Indian Navy as chief guest at the Blue Flag Beach this afternoon. The event marks the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It will showcase over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with support from marine commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal escaped unhurt when a person tried to shoot him at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar today. Mr. Badal was serving penance given by the Akal Takht recently while sitting on a wheelchair at the entrance when a person identified as Narayan Singh took out his revolver to fire shots at him. However, Shiromani Gurudwara Prabandhak Committee Sevadars, who was standing at the gate, immediately overpowered him in between the shot fired by him, hit the wall of the gate. He was handed over to the police. Police Commissioner Mr. Gurpreet Singh Bhullar is at the spot. Mrs. Harsimrat Kaur Badal, former MP and wife of Mr. Badal, has also reached the Golden Temple. More details are awaited. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV-C59 carrying European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. Proba 3 is a commercial dedicated mission of the New Space India Limited to ISRO. PSLV-C59 will inject the spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit to demonstrate precise formation flying. The countdown began at 2:38 p.m. yesterday and is progressing smoothly. Foreign Minister of Kuwait Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya arrived last night in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. He will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. He will also hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs has said this visit will further strengthen the India-Kuwait multifaceted relations. The Indian benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened in the green in early trade today. The BSE Sensex rose by 339 points, or 0.42%, to trade at 81,185, while the Nifty was up by 105 points, or 0.43%, to trade at 24,562 when reports last came in. In the Under-19 Asia Cup, host United Arab Emirates was 76-5 against India in the third Group A one-day international cricket match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and elected to bat first. India currently holds the second spot in Group A, making their match against the UAE a must-win fixture in the race for a semi-final spot. And with that, we end this news bulletin.